We're nearing the end of our Schirus in Yonim. And until now we spoke about the halachas of when you have someone working for you. So the last few are going to speak about what happens if you want to get rid of the guy. Are there any halachas? Is there any such thing as job security? So Rav Moshe has a shayla in Choshen Mishpat. He has a shayla like this. B'davar bal beis charoshes. There's a guy who has a factory. He always needs workers in the factory, different workers do different things in the factory. V'chein, or forget, big business. Your own private house or office. Also someone who needs a help, a maid, or a secretary in his store, in his house. And he hired this worker, or this helper, this assistant, the secretary. Stam. So the question is, does that mean that he meant to hire this person as long as he needs him or her, which is forever, as long as you have a house, you need a housekeeper or the storekeeper, as long as you have the store, and because of that the balabayis, an employer, would not be able to fire him? Why? Because we learned in the very beginning that if it's sochazman, if the worker started working, the halacha is there's a certain kinyan accomplished for that work, and you can't tell them to leave. And if you tell them to leave and they can't find another job, you have to pay them kapol batul. You have to pay them. You have to, if they find a job that's a little cheaper, you have to pay them the difference. Right? We learned these halachas of what happens if you renege on someone when they're in the middle of the job, right? They committed, right? The cases we spoke about, you hired a caterer for a fair, and then you canceled in the last minute, and because of that, they couldn't get another job, right? You cost them money, so you have to pay them any. Or that's where you didn't even start. But if they had already started working, you stop in the middle, so you have to pay. So over here, so we really could have done this then, but the shaila becomes, if once you hire this person, so I said I want you to be my secretary, I want you to work in a factory to do this job, I want you to be my baker in my catering business, I want you to be a waiter, and you didn't say for how long. I want you to take care of my lawn, like we spoke about last week. You didn't say for how long. So Rav Moshe has the shaila, does that mean that it's a perpetual job, and therefore any time you would stop it, it would be tochzman, and you wouldn't be able to fire the person? Right, we're talking where there's no reason to fire them. Right, we're talking they didn't do anything wrong. The only thing that happened was you found there's a better baker that just moved into town. I'd rather have him working for me. There's a my relative moved to town. I'd rather have them. I want another secretary. I want another secretary, right? I heard that she's better, right? You don't have, they didn't do anything wrong.
Not the job is ending.
Not the job is ending, right? If the factory closes, the factory closed. Right. That's another shayla. Right, but you just want to hire someone else, like in business all the time. You hear someone's better, they're getting a little bit old maybe, this one's a little younger. Okay, so Rav Moshe starts with the Gemara. Gemara and Gittin. Gemara talks about someone giving a get with a tanai, with a condition, a stipulation. He said to the wife, Hareza Gitech, this is your get. Aminas shetishamshi es abo, on the condition that you serve my father. You work for him, you help him out. Or on the condition that you nurse my son. If you do that, then the get will be in effect. If you don't fulfill the stipulation, the get will not be in effect. So the Mishnah asks, Kamehi mani kaso. How long does she have to nurse the kid for the get to be in effect? And the Mishnah answers, Shtei Shonim. Tanakama says 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda says 18 months. Now Rashi says over there, you notice the Mishnah just said the case of the nursing. How long does the woman have to serve her former father-in-law for the get to be in effect. So Rashi says, "Elin l'shamish es aviv." In the case of serving his father, that's kol yimei chayav. She has to serve him until he dies. Right? At that point, then we will know that the get is in effect. But until that point, if she would stop serving him, the get would not be in effect. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara asks the Kashmir of Braisim, V'inun kuli hai, you need 2 years. V'ramini, the Braisim says, Shem shasa yom echad, if she served the father one day, heni kasa yom echad, if she nursed the child one day, harei zigat, it's a good get. So the Gemara gives a few answers, back and forth. Finally, Rava says, lo kasha is no contradiction. Kandistam, Amish is talking where he didn't say for how long. He just said, I want you to do this job. So in that case, she has to do it 2 years in the case of nursing a child, because that's how long a normal child needs to nurse. And she has to serve her former father-in-law forever, because he said, stam. And Kandim of Farish, the price is talking where they stipulated for just do it for a short time.
Assumes the child is a new one.
Yeah, until the child is 2 years old. Rashi says, no, it doesn't mean for 2 years, it means until the child is 2 years old, right? Right, so that's what Rava says. According to Rava, it comes out, Rava seems to be saying that if he told his wife, this is a get on the condition that you serve my father, you work for my father, and he doesn't say a specific time, so she has to do it forever. Ravashi says, kol stam nami kemefarish yom echad domi, even though he didn't stipulate, it's considered as if he said just one day. So it would seem that there's a machlokas between Rava and Ravashi, Nogeya, our case over here. Because over here, he made a stam stipulation. He made a stam commitment. He said, I want you to feed, to take care of my father, for without specifying for how long. So according to Rava, she has to do it forever. According to Ravashi, she only has to do it for one day. So the Rashba says that just like our Rashba and Shuva in the base, he also brings it on Ebenezer, so on the first side of the handout here. Just like this case, it doesn't have to be a case with, again, with a stipulation. Anytime a person says, I am accepting upon myself to feed a certain person, or I'm going to make a kinyan that I'm going to support you, so the Rashba says, if there's no specific time limit set, it means he has to feed that person for as long as there's a need. The Rush, though, disagrees. The Rush says, if he didn't make any stipulation, so then all he has to do is 1 year, and now he's complied, and he's finished. He no longer has to take care of it. The Ramon Choshe Mishpat brings both Deyas Yeshamrim, the Rashba Yeshamrim, like the Rush. What do you do with the Gemara? So the Vilna Gaon says, I have on the second side of the handout, that even though Ravashi said that if you do it one day it's enough, Ravashi, this is explaining the Rashba, Ravashi only meant that's by a case of a get. He just wanted to make her do something. So once she does it one day, that's enough. She fulfilled the stipulation. But where I'm doing something where I want to make a profit, where I'm making a deal with you, I'm agreeing to support you with food. So there, we have one side. So there, I have to support you forever, because there it's a deal. There I'm making a deal where I want a profit. By the case of the get, he wasn't trying to make a profit. He just wanted to give her one last tsar. But in a case of business, there the Rashba says everyone would agree you have to do it forever. That's the Rashba's reason. What's the Rush's reason? So the Gaon says, we have a rule all the time. Whenever you want to collect something, you always have the lower hand. If you have a shtar, you always have the lower hand. He brings a right from Menachos, from a few Gemaras. One right he brings from Menachos. You say, I'm going to bring Menachos to the Beis HaMikdash. So the minimum plural is two. You only have to bring two to fulfill your stipulation. Maybe Menachos meant 100. we have a rule that Yad Baal Ashtar La Tachtona, you have the, only the minimum. So that's why the Rush and the Ran also holds. That's why the Rush and this Yeshamim in the Rama holds that if I made a stipulation, so you say a normal period of time, 1 year, and you have to prove that I meant it should be perpetual. So Rav Moshe says, it would seem to be that our shayla also will be a machlokas between the Rashba and the Rush. When I hire someone to be my secretary, to be my baker in my business, to be my assistant, to be my maid, to be my landscaper, when I hire someone without giving a specific time, that should be the same thing as when I tell someone, I'm going to feed you for 5 years, I'm going to feed you. So just like when I say I'm going to feed you, we have a machlokes between the Rashba and the Rush, whether that means forever or for 1 year. So the same thing should be when I hire you to work for me and I don't set a specific term, like we do in most of our cases, I have a machlokes, the Rashba and the Rush, whether I can fire you or not, whether I can replace you. Right? According to the Rashba, when you say without any specific term, you mean forever, as long as you need this dental assistant, as long as you need this baker, as long as you need this maid, that's how long the term is for, and as long as they can perform properly. And according to the Rush, there's no such thing like that. You can fire them whenever you want, because you just have to take the typical term, a year, whatever it is. According to the Rashba, to fire them would be asking them to leave in the middle of a job, tochzman, and you would have to pay them all their losses, continue to pay them until they found a new job. According to the Rush, you would not have to. That's the way Rav Moshe starts. But Rav Moshe says it's not a good comparison. He says the case of working, everyone will agree that you cannot fire them. When they start working for you, stam, what is meant is they should be working there forever. Right? What's the svara? Why should this be different? Rav Moshe says, if I'm giving a handout to someone, I agree I'm going to support this person. So who says I'm going to take care of him forever? I just want to take care of him. I heard they have a bad situation. I'll take care of them for a little while, but I don't mean that I'm going to take care of them forever. It's hard enough to take care of myself forever. But if I enter a business deal with someone, I'm hiring you as my worker in my business, right? I need you also. I need you to work for me. In other words, that's what he's saying. In the case of supporting someone, I'm going to give him food. Right? I'm not getting anything from that. I'm just helping that person out. So I meant to help them for a little while. I didn't think this was going to be forever. You know, you come into my house, you need a place to stay, but I didn't mean that you're going to be a permanent boarder. Right? I'll help you for a little while. But if I hire you in my business, so then we're like in this together now. You're my partner almost now. You're working for me, and as long as I have a need for your position and you're able to fulfill it, you are in the middle of the job, right? If it's a job that we're building a house and the house is finished, so then the house is finished. But if you're my assistant, you're my secretary, you're my housekeeper, as long as I have a house, a business, a practice, you're in my business, and I can't tell you to leave. I mean, that's what Rav Moshe says. I mean, I'll say later some more applications for Rav Moshe, but that's
Do I have to prove that the
Metzius
has changed?
Yeah, I'll tell you some truth. I'll just tell you one of them here. I have in the bottom. Rav Moshe has the truva later. There was a shechita house. They had four owners, four partners. I guess you could think of the same thing in a law firm. Right, there were four partners in this shechita house. And they had shochtim there. They had people shechting. So they decided that things were going bad, so they went out of business. Then a month later, two of these partners went and opened a new business in the same
building,
and they hired new shochtim. Right, and they said, this is a new business. I can't, we don't have to hire you back. you know, we're starting a new business now. This is a new factory, a new Shechita house. And you worked for that other business before, but this is a new business. So that Shiloh came to Rav Moshe 40 years ago. And he said that there's no way. Right?
No way.
He says, first of all, they have a chazaka, but you can't fire someone in the middle. And this is the way he says it. He says, unless you're closed for a full year, that's not a new business. Right? If it's closed for a year and then a year later you reopen, then we could say, this is a new business, and you know, they took over the building and they started a new business. But you know, you close for 30 days and then you reopen, who are you fooling? Right? So Rav Moshe is putting the burden upon the employer. Okay, so that's Rav Moshe. The Chazon Ish disagrees. Chazon Ish I have on the handout in Baba Kama says, if you hire workers and you say, I'm going to pay you $8 an hour, $100 a day, $1,000 a week, $10,000 a month, right? You stipulate how long the pay is for, so we assume each month or week or day is a new employment. It's a new schirus. Because I said I'm going to pay you every month. We didn't say for how long. You can be my secretary. I'll pay you $1,000 a month. So each month is a new schirus. Right? He says, "In kabul lechodesh kol chodesh havi schirus la'asno." Each month is a new schirus. He ends up. The dayan had to take a look at to see what it's really like, because sometimes that just might be a practical way of how you're paying, but you really did mean that it should be a long term commitment, and you're just saying the pay goes per hour, per day, or just per hour. Like, you know, you don't mean to find a new employee every hour. He doesn't even say that, right? But and per day also, you know, in a lot of businesses you don't, you know, it's partially you don't want something per day. If you're a caterer and you're hiring waiters, so there it could be that each time you have someone new, you know, you get from the waiter pool whoever you want to hire. There's no specific ones you want to, right? There's no kvias. So that's, he says, akol lifi ro'os enei hadayon. But he does say, not like Rav Moshe, that if you did not specify a certain amount of time, there's no such thing as you can't fire them because they're in the middle of the job. He does conclude also, he says, this is all talking when there's no minig, like we said in the beginning. But if there's a minig, we know that everyone who hires a secretary gets new ones every year, right? Or doesn't get new ones every year. So then you have to go, right, the minig is. We talked last week a little about Dina de Malchus or Dina. He says, that does not, as Chazon Ish says, that does not apply when you have one Jew with an issue with another Jew and the government couldn't care less what you two decide doing. There's no Dina Machus Adina there. You go to Dayana Yisrael and you pass in Kedin Torah. Right? You hire a secretary. You think the government cares what deal you make with the secretary, then we could go by Dina Torah. The Chazon Ish says, it will be like the Dayanim say, to see what the minig is. But you don't go by what the Dina de Machusa is, necessarily. Now, the one thing the Chazon Ish does give the employee here is he gives the employee the right to have due notice. Right? Well, Koyin Ramosh, you don't need that because you can't fire them forever. But the Chazon Ish says, since you could fire him, if it takes a month to find a new job, 2 months to find a new job, so we assume when you hired him to give him that amount of time also to find a new job. So you have to give him full pay for that normal minig hamakam, you know, with the 2 months notice is the normal notice nowadays. Whatever that notice is, you have to pay him for that amount of time. Right. So according to Rav Moshe, you don't have any shaila. Once you hire someone, you're stuck with him forever unless you stipulate in the beginning or unless you find problems in the work, which we'll talk about in future weeks. But according to the Chazon Ish, you'd go by, there was no formal, there was no implied, implicit commitment forever. You go by what the minig is, and you'll see what the minig is. Now, Rav Moshe might agree that, if the minig is that you hire someone, he probably does agree, if the minig is that you hire a certain thing every year, so then you don't have any more of a commitment. That's, you knew that's what it was. But In fact, this Dear Rabbi Mishpat had a case, we might talk about it another week. He says, he brings his machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish, but he says in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is when you hire someone, they're there forever. So even the Chazon Ish would agree with Rav Moshe that if you didn't stipulate differently, that worker is there forever. Right? So that seems to be the consensus. So it's probably strange to us, but it's based on this rule of if you renege on an agreement in the middle of the work, once the employee started working, so that's called toch zman. You have to pay him until he finds his new job, and it's yad al tachton. Your yad is al tachton. His yad is al yon. He has the upper hand. So Ramosha is saying he's applying those halachas to a case where I did not stipulate how long the job was for. The assumption is that you mean it for as long as the person is doing the work. Even though you found someone that might do it better, someone you might like better, that doesn't make a difference. It's only when he performs poorly, or we'll talk about other cases, even if he doesn't perform the job poorly, there's other reasons which make him unpleasant enough to have on the job. And pleasant might not be enough. It has to be that he's ruining your business. We'll talk about that in a future week. So then you can have him go. Now the Pitzchei Choshen has there was no room on the handout. He says, okay, you can't fire him, but I have another idea. Let's just cut his pay. Right? Let's cut his pay. So can you do that? Well, he says you can't. The Malkum Shein Yechon L'Salak HaPoel, if you can't fire him, you can't reduce his pay also. Right, that would be like firing him. Then you can't change the deal. And this svara is, you're in the middle of the job now. You can't change the terms in the middle. Right, what Ramosha is saying is that if you didn't make a stipulation, the term of the job is forever, or until the business, until you retire. You need that secretary forever. And for you to change the terms in the middle, that would be like, you have someone mowing your lawn, in the middle you say, oh, I decide I'm going to pay you $10 less. You can't do that. You already agreed on what you're going to pay. So Rav Moshe has another shaila. But using this rule that by the way, if you don't like it, so when you hire someone, you tell them that, this is for a year, and the end of the year we'll discuss it again. But he talks about teachers. Right, so he says a school wanted to fire a teacher. Not because they're doing anything wrong, once again, but because they found someone that's younger, someone that will do it for cheaper, I don't know why. So he says, just like you have a factory, I think I have this one in the handout, just like in a factory, when you hire someone without a condition, it's forever. So same thing if you have a teacher. Are you going to say, in the public school system, they fire teachers at will at the end of the school year and they hire new ones? So he says, that doesn't make it a minhag for us. That's what they do in public schools. Jewish schools don't do that. Then he says, well, maybe you'll say, well, we seem to do the same thing, we use the same methodology they use in the Goyish schools, but that's just to attract the students, to get them to learn. But when it comes to halachas, we have our own halachas. We don't follow what the Goyish schools do. And he says, and who says that's really true? Maybe they also only fire them when there's some reason. Right? So, you would think that even though each year you come back and sign a new contract, but the minhag is that you stay there. Just you sign a new contract each year. That doesn't change things. Then he says, even if the board of directors told the teacher to sign a contract that we are allowed to replace you, right? So now they made it a stipulation. Uh-huh. So he says that doesn't count because the board of directors is only acting on behalf of the parents, on behalf of the school, to do what's right. And you can't. This isn't the right thing to do, because once you hire someone, they should be able to stay forever unless there's a problem. So even though they signed a contract like that, he says that they're able to stay because the directors had no right to make such a stipulation. He says he has a suffix. Mishum shah director on v'hamenahalim nivru rak lasis kedina Torah. They just were chosen, right? Their board of directors. They're not. They don't own the corporation to make the. You know, it's not their corporation. They were. They're the volunteers that we accept to do things. Kedin Torah Shu L'Shem Shemayim. To remove someone without any problem with, and he has no problems, it's not l'shem shemayim. It's because he doesn't go to the shul that you go to, right? You want to just replace him, or because you hear this other one might be better. They have no right to make such stipulations. He signed the contract saying that he's going to leave after a year. Rav Moshe says he has a suffix whether such a stipulation will hold, because maybe the directors don't have the authority to make such a stipulation.
It could be by directors anyway. It could be by anybody.
No, so if it's your own business, so it's my business that I own, I can make any stipulation I want. I can do. I don't have to do things l'shem shemayim. I can agree. I can say, look, I'm hiring you for this year, but next year my cousin might come to town, someone else might, I might like them better, I might want to do someone else a favor, I'm hiring you for 1 year, and that's the deal. So then the job is for 1 year. Right? I said it's for 1 year, and it's only for 1 year. But as opposed to a board of directors, because the minig is really a school, you should have the job forever if you're teaching there, why not? So if it's my own private, if I'm hiring a tutor for my child, so then I could tell him, look, this is for this year. Next year I might want someone else. Right? This is only for this year. You're my bal kore this year. Next year I might want someone. Well, that might be different. We'll talk about that next week. All right, next time. Right? But here where it's the board of directors making the decision, so Moshe says maybe they don't have the authority to go keneged das Torah. So then he has another shayla. Right? They were shochtim in a shlachtos, not the one where they closed. And one of them was there for a long time, and he decided to retire, and it was hard to get into that business. And he sold his rights to another shochet to take his place. It's like in the mirror, they used to, when you left, you could sell your seat to someone else to, not Dr. Sell, but you know, it would be a big thing to get, even though it should be go in line, you know, you came last, so you should be not get, but okay, you can give it to someone else to get in. So here the Shochet gave his friend, he sold his someone, the highest bidder, the right to take his place. And then things got a little slow in the business, and they had to ask one of them to leave. The assumption was that the last one in is the first one out. Right? Rav Moshe is not sure if that's halacha. In fact, he really holds that in most cases that's not halacha, and if things go bad, they all have to take an equal cut in pay, and none of them can make a living like that, so they should buy each other out. But he says, suppose there was a way with a union, there was some reason why it should be like that. The last one in should be the first one out. But this last one in bought rights from an earlier one, from the first guy. Huh? Yeah, but here I sold him the rights. I specifically said I'm selling you the rights to have my seniority. Rav Moshe says, I have part of it on the handout there. What schus do I have that you're not allowed to fire me? Right? We learned tonight that I have a schus and I'm working for you. You can't fire me. That's Mishu. Shukishir Yolam. When I start working for someone, it's like I have a perpetual contract. I'll call Hazman, as long as there's work in this slaughterhouse, and as long as I can work. But it does. But it's not like I, like this year we talked about Olam Haba the other week. But it's not a chayfetz that I have. I don't have anything. I don't have any right here. It just means that when I'm working for you, you're not. I have a schus. You're not allowed to fire me because I'm in the middle of the job. So nimsa. So what did I? What was the transaction? The nimsa shakona lo kona shum davar. The buyer did not acquire anything. Ella shenosan lo kesef. I just bribed you. Kadesh yisratza lahasig avodasa. So you'll quit your job. V'yaniach labayin likachosa l'shachin avot v'achem rishon. So that the owner of the business would be able to hire me. Right? You know, so it looks like we made a kinyan here. We didn't make any kinyan. I bribed you. I gave you money to ask you to quit your job, and in return, they'd hire me. So there's, even though we said, even though Rav Moshe said, that when I hire someone, it's an eternal right to work there, unless you don't do a good job. But that doesn't mean that you can transfer that over, because it just means when I'm working there, I'm in the middle of the job. When I sell my position to you, what I really did was I took money from you in order to help me retire, and you took over the job. So now when you take the job, you have to make your own deal. And if the deal is last one in, first one out, you're the last one in, you'll be the first one out. And whether that, you know, he goes on whether that is actually right, he says it could be a union, it could be okay.
So in conclusion,
if you hire someone, it always pays to be out front. You say that, you know, I'd like you to mow my lawn this year. Right, and it could be maybe the other minute is you do change because there's a whole space in between where there's no one doing it. I'm not sure, but you hire a secretary, a waiter, a housekeeper. Right, it pays to say, you know, for this year. You're a babysitter, right there. I think you do say, you know, I have work this year and this for the school year. You take it, right? Because according to Ramosha, once you start working, there is no converse stipulation. We assume that you were there. No conflicting stipulation. We assume that you're there forever. The Chazon Ish says no such thing. It all depends on the Minhag HaMedina, which might not help you, because at least in Eretz Yisrael he was saying the Minhag HaMedina is that also unless you have reason to ask the person to leave, you can. Now, what reasons are there that you can ask a person to leave? That we'll discuss in future shiurim.